Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to St. Thomas Church on this celebratory evening. As you know, the project to build a new organ has been an undertaking of many, many years. And this evening, the generosity of many and the work of countless people is all coming to fruition. I'm delighted that so many of the people who worked on this project are here this evening. Organ builders, engineers, consultants, electricians, wood carvers, all kinds of skill, knowledge, and expertise. Will all of you who worked on this project over the last few years please stand so we can salute you? This project, of course, would not have been possible without the vision of John Scott, whose family is here tonight, and the dedication of so many donors. Thank you for your generosity and your encouragement. In particular, I want to honor Carl Saunders and Kenneth Cohen, the quiet co-chairs of the organ project. Carl and Kenneth, the parish is indebted to you for your leadership. Thank you. Finally, I want to recognize the presence of William Miller, CBE, the principal donor of this organ. And Bill, I invite you to unveil a carved inscription on this pillar to commemorate this dedication weekend. Bill, we don't just remember our beloved John Scott, but we also remember your lovely wife, Irene, on this night. After the recital, there is an informal reception on the second and third floors of the parish house. You can use the great staircase here to your left, and you can go up through the ambulatory, past the new organ console. There's rather a lot of you, and there's not a huge amount of space, but we'll do our best. Everyone's welcome. However, I invite you to come back on Sunday and hear the organ used fully for the first time with the choir at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Then at 5:15 p.m., straight after Evensong, our associate organist Benjamin Sheen will give his first recital. There is so much to read and admire in the dedicatory brochure. Please take it home and enjoy it. Daniel is keen to say just a few words to introduce the program. If you feel inclined to applaud during the recital, and possibly at the end, please feel free to do so. Welcome to St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue.
ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I thought I should just say a few words about the music that I've chosen to play this evening. Ideally, everything you hear tonight will show off the many facets of this amazing new organ. And an organ needs to be able to speak in multiple different languages. By that I mean it needs to be able to cover over 500 years worth of repertoire and make perhaps authentic sounds to play the music. So for me, in organ terms, all roads lead to and from Bach. So I've chosen four settings of the Gloria that we sing at the Mass. And I think this reflects nicely the inscription you see in the case just behind me, Soli Deo Gloria. So the Allein Gott, the first, is a rather wacky harmonization of the chorale tune. The second is a little two-part where you hear the tune very clearly in the right hand, but you might imagine Bach strumming his gamba in the left. The third is a little sort of fugal style piece which shows off contrasting flute sounds on both sides of the church. And the fourth is the test par excellence of any organist to play a trio, where you have one voice in the right hand, another in the left, and a bass voice shared by the 2 feet. So if that's a little bit of music for the church, we're then going to move from the sublime to the ridiculous, because the valse mignon is perhaps more suited to being in the theater. Perhaps you should imagine that we've decamped to Philadelphia and the Wanamaker store for that piece. Then the Star Spangled Banner is a tune which I have learned in the last few years. It needs very little introduction, and as you look close on the screen, you might see that I am wearing socks to symbolize our special relationship. Then I thought that perhaps the grandfather of the French symphonic school, César Franck, should be represented here. And the chorale in E is a little bit of a throwback to Bach, but it's perhaps Franck's take on Bach. And then some Swaelinck variations. This is really to show off a division of the organ which I know is particularly special to John, and it is the positif, which is the set of pipes that overhangs on this side below the main big pipes. It's a very delicate department of the organ. It has lots of soft, beautiful sounds for the earlier music. And as many of you know, this church is particularly known through the work of Jerry Hancock and his improvisation skill at the organ. I make no bones that that is not my métier. So I thought I might play an improvisation of Jerry's, which has been transcribed. And then I will finish with Vienne. It's a piece that many of you will probably recognize. I do hope you enjoy it. I promise that I will only remove my jacket, nothing else. And I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I have one very short piece, which I might play now, and then I really will turn the organ off. It's a very special piece. In 2014, a Dobson organ was inaugurated by John Scott in Merton College, Oxford. Given that my garden practically looked onto the back of the chapel, it was very easy for me to go, and a great concert it was. In the concert, John played the Fantasia and Fugue in G minor of Bach, and in between the Fantasia and before the Fugue, he juxtaposed a tiny little miniature from Bach's Orgelbüchlein, tiny little one-page chorale prelude, Wenn wir in höchsten Nöten sein. And I'd like to play it now, in memory of all those people who've been involved with this project, but who are not here today. Thank you.